Part 6. Signs. How signs can help you be a better driver. 1. They warn of conditions ahead that require caution or extra alertness for safe operation of the vehicle. 2. They guide drivers to their destination by identifying the route. 3. They inform drivers of regulations. How you can become a better sign driver. 1. Study the sign section of this manual and associate the meaning of each sign with the behavior that is expected of you as a driver. 2. Look for signs when you drive. Look far ahead. Move your eyes. It is easy for a stare driver to miss traffic signs. 3. Obey all signs. The result of good sign observance is doing the right thing at the right time. Regulatory sign. Black or red on white. 1. Regulatory signs indicate an instruction for the driver that must be understood and obeyed. State statute, regulation, or local ordinance backs them. Violation of the instructions can result in issuance of a traffic citation to the violator. 2. Obey the law indicated. Stop sign. White on red. 1. Make a complete stop before entering intersection or at stop line. Stop in back of crosswalk. Look both right and left for traffic and pedestrians. 2. Yield right of way. Yield sign. Red and white. 1. Slow down as required when approaching this sign. 2. Look both left and right, and yield to traffic and pedestrians. 3. Stop required when necessary to avoid pedestrian or traffic on protected street. Traffic signs speak a special kind of language to the driver. Many fatal crashes occur when a driver does not heed a clearly visible traffic sign. Traffic signs are driving aids, obey them. Do not enter sign. Red and white. 1. Do not proceed beyond this sign which faces traffic entering a roadway or ramp in the wrong direction. 2. A white on red wrong way sign may be placed further down the prohibited direction. Warning sign. Black on yellow. 1. Warning signs alert drivers to actual or potential dangerous conditions ahead. 2. Extra caution should be observed at all warning signs. 3. Most warning signs imply a driver should decrease the speed of the vehicle. 4. Read and adjust your driving to the situation. Guide sign. White on green. 1. Destination, route guidance, and place names are provided to you on guide signs. 2. Pay special attention to mileage information. Construction and maintenance sign. Black on orange. 1. Work in the road and temporary conditions requiring special alertness are indicated by these signs. 2. Adjust your speed and prepare for special conditions. School sign. Black on yellow. 1. Five-sided signs warn of school areas and school crosswalks requiring reduced speed. 2. Prepare to stop for pedestrians. Service sign. White on blue. 1. Services for your convenience such as gas, phone, food, lodging, rest areas, campgrounds and litter barrels may be marked with white on blue signs. Note. The complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Signs within work areas. Barricades, vertical panels, cones, tubes, and drums are the most commonly used devices to alert drivers of unusual or potentially dangerous conditions in highway and street work areas. They are used to guide drivers safely through the work zone. At night, they are often equipped with flashing or steady burn lights. Large flashing or sequencing arrow panels may be used in work zones both day and night to guide drivers into certain traffic lanes, and to inform them that part of the road or street ahead of them is closed. Flagpersons are often provided in highway and street work zones to stop, slow, or guide traffic safely through the area. Flagpersons generally wear orange vests, shirts or jackets, and use red flags or stop, slow paddles to direct traffic through work zones. Slow-moving vehicles. Recognize this sign. Some day, or night, it may save your life. Look for it. Slow-moving vehicle emblem. This safety device is required on all slow-moving, 25 miles per hour or less, vehicles. Here's how this SMV emblem can protect you. By day. During daylight, the bright fluorescent orange solid triangle in the center of the SMV emblem is highly visible. It gains the attention and recognition of approaching motorists at distances exceeding 1/5 mile. They have ample time to slow down to avoid a crash. By night. At night, the reflective red border of the SMV emblem glows brilliantly in the path of approaching auto headlights. The unique, hollow red triangle immediately identifies a slow-moving vehicle. Traffic signals. Red ball. Stop behind the crosswalk, stop line, or if none, before entering the intersection. Right turns are permitted only after a full stop, when the turn can be made safely, and is not restricted by a no turn on red sign. Yellow ball. A red light is about to appear. Stop unless you are already within the intersection, or so close to the intersection that you cannot stop safely. If the light changes to yellow as you enter the intersection, you may proceed with extreme caution. Green ball. Go if the intersection is clear. Make any legal maneuver not specifically prohibited by a traffic control device. Yield to pedestrians and vehicles still in or who enter the intersection with the right of way, such as pedestrians traveling across the roadway with the green light. Yield to vehicles going straight through the intersection in the opposite direction if you are making a left turn. Red arrow. Do not make the movement indicated by the arrow. Stop behind the crosswalk, stop line, or if none, before entering the intersection. No turns are allowed until the arrow changes to green or flashing yellow. Yellow arrow. A red light is about to appear. Stop movement in the indicated direction unless you are already within the intersection or so close to the intersection that you cannot stop safely. In that case, proceed through the intersection making the indicated turn. Green arrow. Make the movement indicated by the arrow. This movement has the right of way and should not conflict with pedestrians or other vehicles. However, observe caution and yield to those who are still in or enter the intersection with the right of way. Flashing red ball. Stop behind the crosswalk, stop line, or if none, before entering the intersection. Look in all directions for approaching traffic and pedestrians and proceed only when it is safe to do so. Individual flashing red balls, beacons, may be suspended over the roadway or located above stop signs. They supplement the sign where there may be a need for special emphasis. Flashing red arrow. Stop behind the crosswalk, stop line, or if none, before entering the intersection. Look in all directions for approaching traffic and pedestrians and proceed only when it is safe to do so. Flashing yellow ball. Reduce speed and exercise caution. Yield to pedestrians and vehicles in the intersection. Flashing yellow balls, beacons, may be suspended over the roadway or installed with signs where there is a need for special emphasis. Flashing yellow arrow. Exercise caution while making the movement indicated by the arrow. Yield to oncoming traffic, pedestrians, and vehicles in the intersection. Unlit signal head. If a signal does not have any of its bulbs functioning and there is no other signal head in operation for your direction and there is no one directing traffic, the intersection is uncontrolled. You must stop. Yield to traffic approaching the intersection on your right. Exercise extreme caution and proceed only when it is safe to do so. Report this condition to the nearest police department as soon as possible. You must follow the directions of a police officer, fireperson, or authorized flagperson regardless of signs or signals. Steady orange upraised hand. Pedestrians shall not leave the sidewalk or enter the roadway in the direction of the signal. Pedestrians already crossing when the signal comes on shall quickly proceed across the roadway. The don't walk signal means the same as the upraised hand. Flashing orange upraised hand. The flashing upraised hand indicates that pedestrians may not enter the roadway, however those already in roadway may proceed to the other side. Pedestrians should stay within marked crosswalks and observe due courtesy to others. The flashing don't walk signal means the same as the flashing upraised hand. Flashing orange upraised hand with countdown timer. The flashing upraised hand with countdown timer indicates that pedestrians are permitted to leave the curb if they are able to complete the crossing before the timer reaches zero. The countdown timer indicates to pedestrians the seconds remaining to complete crossing the roadway. Upon reaching zero, the flashing upraised hand changes to the steady upraised hand and the countdown timer goes dark. Steady orange don't walk. Pedestrians shall not leave the sidewalk or enter the roadway in the direction of the signal. Pedestrians already crossing when the signal comes on shall quickly proceed across the roadway. The hand outline means the same as the don't walk signal. Flashing orange don't walk. Pedestrians may not enter the roadway but should stay within marked crosswalks and observe due courtesy to others. However, those already in roadway may proceed to the other side. Steady clear walk. Pedestrians may enter the roadway when it may be done with safety in the direction of the signal but should stay within marked crosswalks and observe due courtesy to others. The walking pedestrian symbol means the same as the walk signal. Steady white walking person. Pedestrians may enter the roadway when it may be done with safety in the direction of the signal but should stay within marked crosswalks and observe due courtesy to others. The walk signal means the same as the walking person. Lane control signals. Distinctive signals with X's or down arrows are used above reversible lanes. Such lanes may be marked with double yellow dashed lines on each side. Use such lane only as permitted by the signal. Do not enter the lane if signals are not illuminated. Two-way left turn arrows. Use caution entering the two-way left turn only lane. Opposing traffic also may use the lane for left turns. Yield to oncoming traffic and pedestrians while making the turn. One-way left turn arrow. Use caution entering the left turn only lane. Opposing traffic is not permitted to use the lane for left turns. Yield to oncoming traffic and pedestrians while making the turn. Marking. 1. Pavement markings are used like roadway signs to warn, regulate, and inform traffic. A. Yellow markings, such as centerlines, separate traffic flow going in opposite directions. B. White markings, such as lane lines, separate traffic going in the same direction. C. Dashed lines are permissive. D. Solid white lines are restrictive, and solid yellow lines are prohibitive. It is illegal to drive on the shoulder of roadways. Read the traffic markings, know what they mean, and obey them. Pavement markings have the same force of law as signs or signals. Two-lane, two-way roadway passing prohibited both directions, crossing centerline permitted only as part of left turn maneuver. Restricted lane. Multi-lane. Two-way roadways with preferential lanes assigned to buses, carpools, etc. Diamond markings and special signs are required. Divided roadways. Divided roadways, multi-lane with divider. Yellow left edge lines are on all divided or one-way roadways. Undivided roadway. Multi-lane, two-way roadway, crossing centerline permitted only as part of left turn maneuver. Shared center lane. Multi-lane, two-way roadway, with two-way left turn lane reserved exclusively for left-turning vehicles in either direction. Special signs and pavement marking arrows are utilized. It is not permissible to use the center left turn lane as a driving, accelerating, or passing lane. Reversible center lane. Multi-lane, two-way roadway, with center lane direction reversible during specified periods. Signs or signals are required. 2. Yellow lines separate traffic going in opposite directions. A. Dashed yellow line markings indicate where passing is permitted on two-lane, two-way roadways. B. Solid yellow center lines indicate where passing is not permitted, although, turning into a driveway across them is allowed. C. A single solid yellow line indicates the left edge of a divided roadway. 3. White lines separate traffic going in the same direction on multi-lane or one-way roadways. A. Dashed white lines separate lanes of travel where changing lanes is not restricted and where the lane use is not specified. B. Solid white lines indicate the edges of lanes specified for certain uses where changing lanes is to be discouraged. C. Solid white lines are also used to mark the outside edge of the pavement or to indicate the edge of the shoulder. Drive within a lane and do not move from it until it is safe to do so. 4. Pavement legends convey important information. An arrow indicates that the lane with that marking is reserved exclusively for making the movement indicated by the arrow. You must make the movement indicated by the arrow, if it is in your lane. 5. Special legends such as stop ahead, school, and RXR indicate special conditions to the driver. Although they are not regulatory, they are used only where the condition such as a stop sign, school buildings, or railroad crossing requires extreme caution on the part of the motorist. Pay special heed to these legends and be prepared to stop. 6. Transverse markings such as stop lines, crosswalks, and parking space markings are white lines intended to guide the driver. Stop lines indicate the farthest point into the intersection an automobile may extend to allow the driver a clear view of approaching traffic. Stop lines are not used with crosswalks where the line farthest from the crossroad indicates the limits of the intersection. Stay outside of the limits of an intersection until you may enter it with safety. Likewise, park within marked parking stalls. 7. Crosswalk lines need not be painted at all intersections, nor do they need be in place to indicate where pedestrians have the right of way. Pedestrians have the right of way at marked crosswalks or at intersections. Do not drive so as to make a pedestrian yield to you. The motorist should always yield to the pedestrian. Also, do not pass to the right or left of an automobile which is stopped at a crosswalk to allow a pedestrian to cross the street in either direction. 8. If you find you are in the wrong lane to turn when entering an intersection, do not turn or impede so you can turn. Continue on around the block. Be alert for no U-turn signs. Railroad crossings. Railroad crossbuck and warning sign. Be prepared to stop for trains. Railroad crossings. Never get trapped on a crossing. When traffic is heavy, wait on the approach to a crossing until you are sure you can clear the crossing. Watch out for the second train. When the last car of a train passes the crossing, do not start up until you are sure no train is coming on another track, especially from the other direction. Never drive around gates. If the gates are down, stay in place and do not cross the tracks until the gates are raised. It is against the law to go around crossing gates. Never race a train. Racing a train to the crossing is foolhardy. You may never have another chance if you lose. Never shift gears on the crossing. If your vehicle has a manual transmission, shift down and do not change gears while crossing the tracks. Watch for vehicles that must stop at crossings. Be prepared to stop when you are following buses or trucks which are required to stop at railroad crossings. Do not pass them when prohibited by law. If legal to pass, make sure there are no unsafe conditions and that you have a clear view of the tracks. Always stop when a train is close to a crossing. Be prepared to stop if a train is within 1500 feet of the crossing. You must stop even if the crossing is unmarked. Do not take a chance. Trains cannot stop easily, nor within a short distance. Railroad crossings. If you're stuck on the tracks, get out of your vehicle. If your vehicle is physically on the train tracks at a grade crossing and the lights begin to flash, you may only have 20 seconds to escape before the train makes it to your location. 20 seconds is the minimal amount of time that it takes a train to reach the grade crossing once the warning lights activate. If this happens to you, remember the word GO, as in G-E-T-O-U-T of your vehicle. Once outside, run in a 45-degree angle away from the tracks in the direction that the train is coming, then immediately dial 911. If you are stuck on the tracks, and there are no warning lights, or the warning lights have not activated yet, Get out of your vehicle and immediately dial 911 in the ENS, emergency notification system, number located on the railroad crossing posts or the metal control box near the tracks. Provide the location, crossing number, if posted, and the road or highway that intersects the tracks. Be sure to specify that a vehicle is on the tracks. Emergency Notification System, ENS. The typically blue-colored emergency notification system, ENS, sign is at every highway rail grade crossing, and provides the public with a 24th of July 365 telephone number to call to report problems or emergencies at these railroad locations. The sign is either located on the black and white cross buck or near the actual crossing. The toll-free ENS number is answered by railroad dispatchers who are the first line of defense to attempt to stop all train traffic at the crossing during an emergency. Directly below the dispatch number on the ENS sign is a Department of Transportation number that identifies the exact location of the crossing in question. By following the information on the sign, the public can report unsafe conditions such as 1. Malfunctions of warning signals, crossing gates and other safety devices at the crossings. 2. Disabled cars, trucks or other vehicles blocking the railroad tracks at the crossings. 3. The presence of trespassers on the tracks or along the right-of-way at the crossing, and 4. Any other information relating to an unsafe condition at the crossing. Railroad crossings. Every grade crossing has an emergency dispatch number for contacting the railroad to report problems with the crossing, tracks or train travel. The ENS number is typically located on a blue sign on the railroad cross buck sign or near the grade crossing. The sign also contains a DOT number that identifies the grade crossing's physical location so emergency crews or railroad personnel can respond. Railroad Emergency Notification Numbers. Alaska Railroad 1-800-478-2334 or 1-907-265-2334. Amtrak 1-800-331-0008. BNSF Railway 1-800-832-5452. CSX 1-800-232-0144. Canadian National 1-800-465-9239. Canadian Pacific 1-800-716-9132. Kansas City Southern 1-800-892-6295. Norfolk Southern 1-800-453-2530. Union Pacific 1-888-877-7267. This information may save your life. Amtrak is a registered service mark of the National Railroad Passenger Corporation. Information compiled from Amtrak.